Blood Assurance is known for saving lives with its regional blood bank. Now it's doing more. Its vehicles are saving the environment by running on biodiesel. Bonnie Phillips is the marketing and special events coordinator. She says this new idea, using biodiesel, is right in line with Blood Assurance's mission to help the community.
Well, we're going to have to buy diesel no matter what. So if we can offset the emissions by having some biofuel added to our diesel, that helps the emissions for the donors who come to the Bloodmobile to donate and the environment. And just overall, we like to help the community. So we try to recycle at work. And, you know, we think that donating blood's the ultimate way to recycle. So it was just a perfect fit for everyone involved. And we hope that we get to expand the program.
A company called TrimChick partners with Blood Assurance. TrimChick creates biofuel, and how they do it, it's different from the standard old ethanol blend. Instead of corn or soybeans, TrimChick uses discarded chicken fat to make biofuel. Will Wilson is with TrimChick. He says although the fuel is eco-friendly, although it takes waste from chicken processing and reuses it, there is one potential problem, the cost.
Chicken fat and fat-based fuels is not necessarily a new concept, but it's a concept that hasn't been figured out how to pay for itself yet. It, you know, any alternative fuel is more expensive than petroleum-based fuels. So we, being in the poultry industry, we saw a product that was not being used to its full potential and did the research and got lucky and partnered up with the right people and have started this campaign.
So there's really a few ideas at work here. First, taking chicken fat that might have been discarded and putting it to good use. Second, helping the environment by reducing fossil fuel emissions. And third, finding a way to make this cost efficient. And that's perhaps the only catch right now. With that in mind, local restaurants are pitching in to help pay for the extra expense of biofuel.
Taco Mamacita, Champy's Fried Chicken, and the Formosa in Hickson. Those are our three initial sponsors. And we wanted to start small, you know, focus on one bus, the Life Preserver bus, and we realized that three restaurants could offset the cost for that one bus. So it's really just a prototype of what we think we can take it in the future. We would like to max out the other seven buses at Blood Assurance. And then, you know, if that works and we get the community support behind it, you know, maybe go into the school systems after that. But it's definitely a community-based partnership. You know, we need community support to make this thing happen.
Blood Assurance has seven more vehicles that could be running on biodiesel, and that could happen soon.
We hope so. They had an inspection on the bus, and which is just a routine maintenance inspection where they do the filters and everything. So as long as it's performing, which it should be, you know, as it would be with normal diesel, I think that's definitely a possibility. And if we get more community partners to help out, offset that is about an extra dollar a gallon. Mm-hmm. Is that right? So that's how they're offsetting, is they're helping offset that extra dollar a gallon.
If you're driving, you might notice a Blood Assurance biofuel bus from the distinctive smell, kind of like fried chicken. You might also notice their distinctive style.
The Blood Assurance Bloodmobiles it looks just like a normal bus, but of course we have ours decorated, and the Life Preserver is a beach theme. So if you see a beach with blood drops driving down the road, that's the Life Preserver. And each bus has a different name. And we have bus beds that are in the bus, so you can go inside, you can get your physical and your interview just like you would at any normal blood center that you came to, and donate while you're there. And it will come to your church or your business, and that way you don't have to drive to a Blood Assurance.
The buses reach out to the community, and that's one reason TrimChick got involved.
Our main target are engines that have contact with people. You know, Blood Assurance, they have donors coming in every day. So those are emissions that they're becoming in contact with. So, like I say, we want to target these engines that have high contact. That's why we mentioned the school systems. You know, you've got a bus with 30 to 40 kids on it, and they're in direct contact with those emissions. So that is where we'd like to start and hopefully progress to.
Finally, Bonnie Phillips says Blood Assurance is having several drawings and giveaways for donors.
Right now, we're giving away picnic baskets, and it's very nice, you know, picnic baskets that you can take down to Fourth of July or the movie in the park or whatever. And we're going to throw in a gift certificate for that. So you can go to get your groceries for your picnic. Next month in July, we're going to do Wii's. So we're going to give away 8 Wii's. And then we're also going to do a backpack giveaway for going back to school. So you'll have a netbook and a backpack full of school supplies that you could win. And we're going to do scooters again in the fall. So that's all the upcoming promotions that we have.
You can find more information online, www.bloodassurance.org. TrimChick is also online.
Well, TrimChick, you can find it at trimchick.com. And also be a fan on our Facebook page at TrimChick. We need support. The fans will show numbers of support around the community, and that's kind of a scorecard for us. Also, our number is 423-877-3781.
And if you'd like to hear this interview again, visit the Around and About page at WUTC.org. And for Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.